This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Dr. Ben Carson, currently standing second in GOP polls, has been much in the news the past couple of days for his comments about the shootings last week in Roseburg, Oregon, in which he said that he would have encouraged the people in that classroom at Umpqua Community College to have attacked the gunman en masse and, in theory, thus avoided the tragedy. Whether that'll hurt him in the next set of polls and the next GOP debate at the end of this month or help him is one of those things where we're just going to have to wait and see. We, though, talked to Carson on Monday morning about his economic platform, about what matters to him in the economic life of this country, and about how he would handle the job of being president. Here you go. You have said more than once you want to run the government as a business. You want the president to be the CEO of that business. And I wonder, other than running a medical office or sitting on corporate boards, Kellogg's and Costco, how do you know the government ought to be run like a business? How do you know the president ought to be the CEO?
Well, I know what efficiency looks like, and I know what inefficiency looks like. We have 4.1 million federal employees, and we have 645 government agencies and sub-agencies, and there's an enormous amount of inefficiency and overlap to be gotten rid of. And there are turnaround programs like Lean Six Sigma that are used out in the business world that are incredibly effective. And the American people deserve to have an efficient government. I don't think anybody objects to paying taxes if they thought that it was being used efficiently.
Okay, so let's talk about Ben Carson as president of the United States. You have said you want a balanced budget amendment. You've said the debt is a problem. It's a cancer on this society. So let me ask you a couple of questions about that. First of all, if we're going to have a balanced budget amendment, government's going to have to spend less. We're going to have to get more money. What will you not provide in the way of government services? What entitlements will you not provide as president that will help get the budget balanced? What are you not going to give the people?
Well, first of all, recognize that it's not that difficult. One of the bugaboos that has kept us from reducing government in the past is sacred cows. What I would do is, first of all, allow the government to shrink by attrition. Don't replace the people who are retiring, thousands of them each year. And number two, take every departmental head and tell them I want a 3 to 4% reduction. Now, anybody who tells me that there's not 3 to 4% fat in virtually everything that we do is fibbing to themselves.
With respect, sir, you didn't answer the question. What are you not going to do? It's easy to say trim fat. It's easy to say 3 to 4% reduction. But rejecting the premise of the question isn't answering the question.
What I'm not going to continue to do is supply money for everything. If you have to cut your budget by 3 or 4%, that automatically answers your question.
So will we stop health services for the poor? Will we stop supplemental nutrition programs? Will we stop corporate tax breaks? Will we stop the offshoring of corporate profits? Those kinds of things. What are we going to stop?
See, that's what certain people always say. And what I'm talking about is across the board, everything. You cannot convince me that there isn't any department that is completely 100% efficient and you can't find fat.
All right, so let's talk about debt then and the budget. As you know, Treasury Secretary Liu has come out in the last couple of days and said, we're going to run out of money. We're going to run out of borrowing authority on the 5th of November. Should the Congress then and the president not raise the debt limit? Should we default on our debt?
Let me put it this way. If I were the president, I would not sign an increase budget. Absolutely would not do it. They would have to find a place to cut.
To be clear, it's increasing the debt limit, not the budget. But I want to make sure I understand you. You'd let the United States default rather than raise the debt limit.
No, I would provide kind of leadership that says, get on the stick, guys, and stop messing around and cut where you need to cut because we're not raising any spending limits, period.
This is debt that's already obligated. Would you not favor increasing the debt limit to pay the debts already incurred?
What I'm saying is what we have to do is restructure the way that we create debt. I mean, if we continue along this, where does it stop?
Assuming you win, and we have in January of 2017 President Carson, what is your government going to look like?
Well, it's going to look like something that is looking out for every segment of our society. We need to maximize the potential of every single one of our people. You know, we need to understand that education is the great divide in our nation. There's going to be a much more emphasis on educational choice. Also recognizing that if we get defense wrong, nothing else matters because we live in a hostile world. You're going to see us concentrating on vulnerabilities. You're going to see us beef up our cyber capabilities substantially. You're going to see us respond to people who attack us in a way that they will never forget. You're going to see us get back into space. And in the future, he who controls space controls the earth. You're going to see much more proactive stance towards someone like Putin. You know, we're going to be much more active throughout the whole, Baltic Basin area, Eastern Europe. We're going to reestablish a missile defense program. We're going to have more than one or two armored brigades in that area. We're going to stand up to him every place in the Middle East. We're not going to back down. We're going to be, you know, taking a whole geopolitical strategy that is proactive and not reactive.
And just so I'm clear, you're going to do this while balancing the budget, not raising the debt, and cutting the size of the government.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know what? I got to tell you this.
Sir,
you might find it a little amazing. But, you know, throughout my life, I've been faced with people say, you can't do this. This is impossible. So that doesn't bother me when people say that.
I have a question about campaign finance and the dollar amounts that you raised in the most recent quarter reported to be about $20 million. Most of it comes from Facebook. And I wonder how you are besting Donald Trump on Facebook, besting Hillary Clinton on Facebook. What is your social media strategy? I imagine the whole political world wants to know.
Well, why would I tell them? But, you know, we just try to be open, honest, and interactive with people so they get a chance to really understand who I am. That's really been the secret to why we've been growing, why the poll numbers are getting better. You know, I don't hide. I go out there. I talk to people. They get to actually hear me. I explain things to them. Our founder said that our system and our freedom is based upon a well-informed and educated populace. And if they ever become other than that, they'll be easily led astray.
Dr. Ben Carson, thank you very much for your time, sir.
Has been a pleasure. Thank you.
You can read and hear, if you like, the whole interview I did with Ben Carson on our website. It went about 25 minutes all in. Marketplace.org, of course, is the way to do that.